Another San Quentin death row inmate was found dead in his cell, the second such death at the virus-infested prison in the last 8 days. While it's not known whether this latest death is due to coronavirus, inmate advocates say they wouldn't be surprised given the overcrowded conditions and unavoidable exposure. More on the story now from KCBS's Holly Kwan.
75-year-old Joseph Cordova, convicted of the 1979 murder of an 8-year-old San Pablo girl, was discovered in his single cell, unresponsive with no signs of trauma. We don't know whether he was virus positive, but over 1,200 other inmates are. We've been bringing you some of their stories all week, along with a plea from low-risk prisoners to serve the rest of their time at home. Don Spector is executive director of the Prison Law Office, which is suing to alleviate the overcrowding at San Quentin.
Well, it's old and it's got 5-tiered open cell bar doors. So no, everybody breathes the same air, just like you would do in a dormitory. And many of the people there are old.
Which is why he says the outbreak is growing and elderly vulnerable inmates need to be transferred out. But Lassen County, which up until May 22nd had no virus cases, is now attributing an outbreak of 214 at a Susanville prison to a June 8th transfer of inmates from San Quentin. Holly Kwan, KCBS.